This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient name Johnny Perry, J-O-N-N-I-E-P-E-R-R-Y. Date of birth 07/13/1963. Date of appointment August 15, 2024. Requesting physician Bettina Cortens, BETINSCOURTENS. FNP, dear Bettina Cortens, I have the pleasure of seeing Johnny Perry today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 61-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who is having excusing sensation in the left side of the neck and left shoulder. She went to the bed with the same issue, woke up with the same symptom over the last weekend. She was feeling pressure in the head, tenderness on the back of the head, left upper extremity was weak. She taking gabapentin 300 milligram 3 times daily, which is helping. She becomes confused easily. Still have left hand weaknesses. CT scan of the head, CT angiogram of the head and neck, and MRI of the brain negative for stroke. She was admitted to the St. Mary's Hospital. She is having nausea, with the headache, no vomiting, with photophobia, with phonophobia. Her depth perception is not good. She does not have any balance. She feels weak and tingly with head pressure. Also taking Topamax 25 milligram daily. She will go to the 50 milligram daily. Past medical history, obesity, asthma, past surgical history, C-section, hysterectomy, allergy to codeine, medication gabapentin 300 milligram 3 times daily, topiramate 25 milligram daily, and Tylenol. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. She is working as a driver in CDTA. She is widowed, lives with the son, have only one son. Family is the mother alive with cancer, hypertension, fibromyalgia, father alive with neuropathy, one sister with cancer. Review of the system, I personally review the journal, skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, and neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having headache, vertigo, lightheadedness, confusion, memory loss, numbness, tingling, weakness, trouble walking, anxiety, joint stiffness, muscle pain, physical examination. Blood pressure 140 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16. Lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, balls on present. Neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. neurological examination. Patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity. No tremor. Motor system examination is strength 5/5, except left upper extremity -5/5. Deep tender reflexes 2/4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait ataxic. Rombach test positive. Assessment and plan. 61-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, transient cerebral ischemia. Number 2, migraine. Number 3, peripheral neuropathy. Number 4, carpal tunnel syndrome. Number 5, gait ataxia. Next paragraph, at this time I would like to order the MRI of the C-spine, MRI of the brain and CT angiogram of the head and neck are negative. I also want to order the EMG of the upper and lower extremities and blood test including B12, folate, TSH, hemoglobin, A1C, iron, total iron binding capacity and vitamin D. Patient is also taking Topamax. I would like to see her back in my office when all these tests will be done. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.